Hi, and welcome to the Sustainable Socials Podcast. I'm AK Mulford.
And I'm Ann Kemp. We're here to help you grow your online community, develop holistic strategies for your brand, avoid social media burnout, and simply have more fun. Join us each week for a deep dive discussion into the world of social media and marketing mindset as a whole.
If you want even more social media and marketing support, join our community at patreon.com/sustainablesocials. Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
It's another week.
How's it going?
It's good. It's crazy, but in a good way where there's just a lot happening. I kind of Christmas in July to myself a lot this year. I was in the thick of it. But yeah, it's been a very busy promotional start to July, but I'm also gearing up because I've got a book coming out next month. So I'm trying to lean into that with, I'm doing activating hype mode strategy.
Yes.
Like getting that going, getting ready for my August 3rd release. So yeah, just trying to like really get back in. I took a nice chunk of time off from social media and I actually am coming back into it with a renewed vigor. I feel excited about social media for the first time in a long time. And this will lead into our podcast episode that's coming next week, but I cannot wait till we talk about Threads.
Yes, we're going to deep dive into Threads next week. I'm excited. Yeah.
So much.
Good. Lots of good.
How about you? What's going on with you?
Doing well. I actually employed one of our TikTok tropes this week. I did an authentic ask. And man, did I tell you, Canada came through for me. Like, I love Canadians. The first book in my new series is in, you know, Indigo's like the big bookstore in Canada. It's one of Indigo's most anticipated sci-fi and fantasy releases. And so they had like a week-long 30% discount on it. And so I just like made a TikTok basically saying like Canadians and like friends of Canadians, like I need your help. Like, I'd really appreciate you sharing this video with any Canadians because like these videos never get to people, you know, like they, anytime you're like saying the words like discount and like on sale and stuff, you know, like it's not going to do anything. And boy, did the Canadians come through for me. Lots of people were like, you're on Canadian Book Talk now and stuff. And I was like, this is the best. I want to stay on Canadian Book Talk. You all are so lovely. I could have tried to find like a real like gimmicky way of trying to like, you know, trending sound and flashy graphics and all of those things. But instead I just employed the authentic ask.
Brilliant.
And said, I'd really appreciate helping me. and it worked great. So yeah, that was a really great success. And I'm excited that, you know, people are off pre-ordering this new book.
So. Yay! That's awesome. TikTok Canada for the win.
Yeah, Canada. Woohoo. So all good things. And today's episode, we have a question from one of our patrons.
Yes, we do. They came in and they had asked us, how much social media do we do ourselves and how much do we turn over to someone else? I think basically asking us, but also asking in the general of all the people with all the things, which is an interesting and a great question when it comes, I think, to sustainability. Like, how are you looking at how you're doing your things?
Yeah. And I think different authors do it differently depending on what they like to do. And also how much resources they have to like pay a VA or somebody else to be doing stuff too, you know?
Exactly.
Like when I was starting out, you know, I just did everything myself, but I really focused just on TikTok because that was all I had the time for. So I didn't spread myself too thin on all of the different socials. But now I'm starting to branch out into more socials and I'm having a VA help me more with like, Instagram graphics and things that I can do, but I can't do well or quickly, you know, and it makes sense to have someone else help me with those things and play to my strengths and free up more time for writing. I do all of my TikTok stuff myself because my TikTok is so like me dominated, you know, it's so face-heavy, where it's me talking to the camera most of the time. So it just makes sense that I do that and focus on that and then have someone else help me with the other socials a little bit. But a lot of it I still do myself. Probably at some point I would like to kind of just focus, go back to focusing mostly on TikTok and having my other socials I just check in every once in a while on and have someone else do most of the like posting on there.
I feel like that's smart. And I've had clients in the past that I've worked with like that, where I've come in and they have thought they could let go of all the social media, but you look at people's accounts and sometimes you'd look at an Instagram account or a Facebook account, or in this case, a TikTok account. And that would be one of the first things I'd say, looking at your brand is like, okay, I know you want me to come in as like doing your social media, but let's have a conversation because you are the draw on your account. And you have to be careful about that because you built this authenticity with your followers. And I feel like that could also work if you go to hand it over to someone later down the road, because you can say, I've got an assistant who's going to be helping me. Let me introduce, like Nora Roberts has done that with her publicist and her granddaughter, I think, are across like one social, one's PR, and they both take turns coming in and talking, like going, you know, this is so-and-so, like giving you an update for Nora. You know, different people can have their PA step in or social media.
Well, I've seen a few of like big name romance authors just recently pop up on TikTok, and they're all run by like a young, like Gen Z social media person.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, it's all the face of that person who's running the social media account for them. So I have seen people do it that way if they want to do more face things. I've seen people hire VAs who run like a whole account for them that's either like page flips or aesthetics, like non-face-based stuff. And then they also have the face-based stuff, or they share a singular account where each one posts a little bit too, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things. And there are people out there that do just social media for an author or for somebody, or you can hit like that strike it gold where you find somebody that knows all the PA things and is able to dip over into social media as well. But that's a hard find a lot of times, because just where energy goes and your efforts, because it is like any indie author, I think, can understand like wearing all the hats and showing up and having to do all of these things.
The time, and is it worth the money? And, you know, it's that constant balance. And I know we all feel very compelled to be everywhere, but you really don't have to be,
you know. I know you don't.
So it's like, it's that kind of like, how much time, energy, money do you have towards these things? You know, what are you willing to do? Also, I do have like I feel this way about everything within the business, but I do feel like it's good to understand how to do it yourself first before bringing on board someone else to do these things.
Yes, because, very much so.
If you don't know how it works yourself, you're not going to know whether the person you're paying to do it is doing a good job or not.
Right. No, that's so smart. Like that due diligence should come in around social media as well. Like, understand the platform that you're about to unleash somebody on so you can keep an eye on it. And if you can't, have a friend that can help you, like phone a friend, have them take a look. So I've done that for friends in the past that are like, I don't have, you know, the time to look at it right now. I'm like, I'll keep an eye on your social media and the person, so make sure everything's staying up to speed. But when you're looking for, I think, try it, like doing it yourself is fine, but there is going to come a point. And I think about Nalini Singh speaking at the Romance Writers of New Zealand conference 2 years ago, 2022. And Nalini was talking about getting a PA and getting help outside of you for anything. And she was talking about how you get to a point of overwhelm, and sometimes you even push through that overwhelm and you get to this other place, and that's when you hit the crazy, and that's when you end up finding somebody. But know that, like, kind of go into all of these things. And I look at that time as like gleaning your task. You're kind of looking to see what are the things that you might jibe with. Like, I know I dig my social media. So there's probably, I've tried to give my social media up a few times and I end up taking it back because in the end, I know it too well and I can get content from somebody. And I'd rather do that and stay connected. But there are other things that I know I could find somebody that is an assistant to do, like, you know, having Sabrina, who has worked for me, things that she's done with doing admin work or helping me with my ARC team, helping me to get certain graphics up to speed. Like, there are all different things that come up that I think you find people to work with that are going to help you take those tasks so that you can focus on the other thing. But that being said, you could end up really enjoying all the admin activity and being in your email and, you know, being in BookFunnel and doing a lot of the fiddly things or going on BookBrush to make graphics or covers or whatever, but then find somebody who is an assistant that could do your social media and maybe help you in other ways. You know, all that to say, there is somebody out there, there's an assistant for everybody. You just have to know where to look. And I'm going to suggest a great place to look.
I was going to say, I'd like, this is an excellent segue. I know someone who's written a book about this.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your book on PAs?
I will. And it's kind of, this is funny because it's the first time I've really talked about it and haven't been just like looking at her.
Oh, this is like a drum roll reveal announcement.
Book that I wrote. So, you know, I come from a background, I had worked as an assistant for a long, long time. And I believe that everything in life is about taking steps to get you to the next place. So for me, I always went into assisting knowing that I had my eyes on a bigger prize. I might not have known what it was at the time, but I was like, no, I'm getting this under, like, I'm getting this knowledge and this education because I'm going to take it to something else. And I did with every step that I took because it led me to end up owning my own business down the road, which is a whole other story. But being an assistant, I noticed when I came back into authoring a couple years ago, just how the PA game had changed. And over the lockdown period, much like a lot of authors dug back in and we started getting back into, you know, the books, I saw a lot of PAs and VAs start popping up, which totally made sense. People are at home, they're stuck at home and can't go out and get jobs, but they've got to take care of their families. And you find these readers or these people that are in these groups that were like, oh, I can read and be able to talk to my favorite authors, but also work for them and get money and have this like relationship that happens. Well, you can also have a career out of it if you play your cards right.
Yeah.
Like, get in there. But yeah, I wanted to write this because I've made a ton of mistakes. I'll just start with that. I've made so many mistakes getting to this point. I want other people to kind of see what those mistakes are or to hear them from me so they can avoid them if they can. But also, PAs have changed. Things have changed. And there are a lot of things to be a PA or a VA to an author is not the same as being one to an executive or to somebody down the road or even to a celebrity as a personal assistant or whatever assisting looks like. We as authors have such a different grouping of needs. And when you get into the different genres and different people, different places in the world that they live, you start really breaking down. You need a lot of different things. And so one type of PA saying or VA putting their hand up going, I can do this, sometimes isn't enough because that assistant can't be expected to wear all the hats, just like we can't be expected to.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems like different personalities have different strengths too. You know, it's like kind of you need to figure out like the things that you're looking for the most and find someone who aligns with that. But so is this book more, it seems like it's both for people who are interested in being a PA, but also for authors who might be looking for one too. Like this would be valuable to understand like what people should be like doing and what they should be expecting from people and things like
that. I had different people that I had beta and arc read it, and authors as well as PAs. And I had people from genres and all kinds of assistants read it, author assistants as well as executive assistants. But yeah, a lot of different authors. And I was surprised and really excited when authors came back to me and were saying, oh, you've taught me something that I need to look for. And that was the thing that just made me be like, oh, okay, I'm onto something here with this. Because if I've shown up and been able to bring value to somebody, and if I can help authors at the same time as helping assistants, that's awesome, because I want to do a part two to this and do something for authors, because I've talked to a lot of authors that have struggled either in finding assistants or in getting one to stay working with them, or that for them themselves to be able to have someone in their space, because it's like, again, you've got many things.
I mean, that's a really hard thing. Like, there's no right way, and it's hard to know what things you want to let go of and what things you want to keep on top of. And I think that we tend to go one of two ways, where we let go of too many things or we don't let go of enough of stuff. And finding that balance of what to delegate can be really tricky. Yeah,
it is. And I think too, like one of the things that I did was, and this was as a result of a conversation, I think, with you and Rachel and Moira, when we had gone away on a writing retreat and we were talking about this book, and somebody brought up, well, there are so many different kind of assistants, because we were talking about the different ones that you get. And I think that was one thing that I added in this book that I really love is, you know, like, who are you? Like, which one are you? So I can present to these assistants, like, okay, are you the action hero who is kind of like a go-getter? You know, you're the one that's like the out of the womb organizer who's coming in and showing up and like, great, we don't start until next week, but I want your passwords now. I'm going to sign you up for this. Here's this. Like, you've got that type of person that comes rolling in. The creative collaborator comes in, because you've got somebody who might actually want, I call it like a sickness, which is me, to like get on my social media. So it's like, I want someone who's a creative collaborator a lot of times that I can bounce ideas off of, but comes in and can do these other things while I go off and take these tasks and do them myself. There's the preemptive strike force is another one of those. And that's more of somebody who has got the experience of the action hero. But they're also looking for opportunities and kind of trying to take things next level. So that preemptive strike force is actually somebody that's got a little bit more moxie, and maybe it's more experienced, like assistant that's like jumping in there and like almost nudging you to get into a different place.
And I need that sometimes too, of like, you know, me with ADHD, like I need like the kind of shoulder tapper, you know, who's like, hey, this thing, reminder,
don't forget this. Here's this thing.
And I think it's the more you work with people, the more you kind of figure out what you need too.
You do. Cause that's the other thing, is they might show up in front of you with something else that you didn't know you needed. And you go, oh, I can actually do that. And you might be in a position to do that thing now, more open to hearing what that could be, because you've got an extra set of hands to help you get it across the line.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there's definitely been things that I was like, I'm not going to do because I don't have the spoons for it. And then it's like, okay, well, maybe we can do that now. Maybe we've opened up a little bit, like starting a shop, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's something too. Like, I think I have that under the creative collaborator, is one of those people that will look at your Shopify or figure out an Etsy or what can we do with these, because they're looking at things almost in like a big picture different way. And I feel like that big picture involves swag, because that always seems to be the thing we want to do, but it's that
extra. Just want to do the pretty things.
Yes. Pretty things.
Well, so tell us the title of the book and where people can find it.
It is called Are You the Author Assistant They're Looking For? And it's by Ann Butter, my real married name. And right now it's just on Amazon. It is going to go wide. I'm going to have it everywhere, but I'm going to launch this next book first. And then I'm going to, because I've not done a book wide in a long time, you guys. It's been a very long time. And I know when I go to put this up, I've decided it's also going to be a process for me to, that I get to do, because I'm trying to change my vocabulary and the way I perceive things. So I get to put it up and I get to learn the process of it so that I know, because at some point in the next couple of years, I'd like to take my books wide.
Yeah.
But we'll see. That's a whole other podcast to have.
Yeah. It's another story for another day.
Yes. But yeah, awesome. That is the book. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's also under Ann Kemp because I've got my name linked with it. And yeah, it's a quick read. It really is. It's a quick read. It is up there with, I think it's in the top 100 right now for business etiquette again, which
that's awesome.
I'm like, Mama.
It's so needed. Like there's nothing like this out there. And so many of us are in this position where we're trying to like work with PAs or be PAs. And yeah, I think that's awesome. And I'm super excited for people to go read it and check it out.
You, and thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thank you for being our guest.
Thanks, me. You're welcome, me.
And, thank you for the Patreon question and keep your questions coming. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining us on the Sustainable Socials podcast. If you'd like even more social media and marketing support, mini coaching, one-on-one coaching, and a private online community, you can join us at patreon.com/sustainablesocials.
And we'll see you next time.